Drew Gilpin-Faust, now she's quite a woman. She's the president of Harvard. She was brought up in a very traditional household in Virginia, and she was a passionate campaigner from very early childhood. In fact, at 9, she wrote to President Eisenhower expressing her dismay at segregation. You grew up where segregation was very much a way of life, and as a very young girl, you were someone who was concerned by what you were seeing around you.
I was, and I've wondered often about why I found that order of things, the separation of the races, so disturbing, because it was not something that people around me in my family or in my larger community were challenging. There were two aspects of it that I used in my argument. One was what I'd learned in church about equality and justice and love of all humanity. But also what I was taught about the American dream and about what our country was founded on.
Can you give me some examples of what was done, how things worked in those days that would probably shock just about everybody today?
Well, the way segregation was enforced in my rural community was hidden more than in a Deep South situation. In the Deep South, you would walk into a train station, you would see signs saying colored waiting room, white waiting room. You would see water fountains that were marked colored and white. In my community, there were no such signs visible, but you knew. For example, in the house in which I grew up, we had an African-American cook who came every day, and the bathroom that was by the kitchen was one she used, but we were all told not to use it. We were told it would be impolite to Victoria if we used her bathroom.